Buckle up. It's Joel Kane and Brian Fletcher driving you home. Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN. The Hyundai Venue fits in anywhere, stands out everywhere. From just $25,990, drive away with auto.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Drive with Joel and Fletch on Hump Day, this Wednesday, the 27th of October, as we are sailing towards a magnificent summer. It's a beautiful day out there if you're in Sydney town. But let us know where you're listening, 1170 SEN in Sydney, our listeners on the SEN app. Let us know where you're listening, our podcast listeners, of course, Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Coming up on the show, our stable mates in New Zealand, SENZ Drive, Stevie Beaver Donald and Kirsty Stanway. We're cruising for a Brucen. So for those who don't know what a Brucen is when you're leveraging off somebody or someone or some event to really make it about you. Typically, it's a post. Who's Brucen? Let us know who's cruising for a Brucen. Sparty in what F world? So he's going to tack onto something we did yesterday to engage you with that. We're looking forward to that, the great Sparty, and a market update with Sean the Trader. But as I welcome in my co-host here, Brian Bearshead Fletcher. Bearshead, some awards were announced overnight.
There were some. It was what if. But before I get to that, what have I told you about your life? What have I always said?
Yes, to make it less complicated, i.e. simplify your life.
Okay, so in he walks today, listeners, with limping, walking in, and then he's got a bit of like tubing around his calf. And I said, "What's happened to you?" I thought it was the the abdomen injury. But no, now you've got a calf injury. Simplify your life. What are you doing playing touch when you're over 40?
I feel like Sharon Strzelecki coming in here. I'm just ailment after ailment. No, so we're playing, and I'm very unfit at the moment, and my muscles, I haven't been doing much running, not conditioned. So going into the touch, I could feel a bit of a niggle in the calf after having a bit of a run on Sunday. But I've got this sort of dilemma. It's called dissonance. You know, when you're sort of stretching an elastic band and you're sort of feeling uncomfortable. Well, I had this feeling of dissonance where I know I've got to get the miles in my legs because I'm running out of time. I've got 5 weeks to this tournament.
Gene.
But at the same, I'm concerned about doing some damage, and I just pushed it a little bit too far.
What were you doing? Were you defending, or were you attacking the line?
I was defending, actually. Yeah, I wasn't doing it at any great speed. I'm just shot. I'm absolutely shot.
I don't think you need to. I think your co-coach is right.
Yeah.
You do some of your best work off the field.
Yes.
Okay, you're getting to the awards. So I saw this on the Today Show this morning. I really like Alison Langdon and Carl Stefanovic together. I think they're a good match. But they were talking about this. So I did a bit of research, which I like to do. What if it's Aussie for travel?
Yes.
You know, what if they do those? They're a website. So they've come up with simply the best 2021 Uniquely Aussie Award winners and finalists. And they've got various. They're not your usual awards. There's the best Jaffel, which was down your way. Miss Jaffel's a Cronulla. The best vanilla slice, which is maybe our Victorian listeners could text through. That was at the Bridgewater Bakehouse.
Jaffel's a good word, isn't it?
Jaffel's a mickey word.
You want to have it as soon as you hear the term Jaffel.
But does Jaffel have to be with that machine? The Breville one with the lines in it?
The corrugated lines almost.
It's got to be, yeah. And they cut it on the triangle bit.
Self-cut almost.
That's right. Is that a Jaffel? Or can you have it flat?
Like, in other words,
you're
trying to describe, yeah.
I think I don't know, I've never been to Miss Jaffel's, but I like it. Best vanilla slice, best country pub, which was the Beechwood Hotel in New South Wales. Best hot chips. So this was Blair Offal. Chicken Chef Blair Offal. Mouthwatering hot chips. And the best hotel pool is JW Marriott, Gold Coast. Best national park, Kakadu. But I'm intrigued about this.
Is that all there was?
Yeah.
It's an eclectic sort of group of awards, isn't it?
I'd like to. You live down that way, down at Cronulla.
We walk past there. It's a newish sort of place, Miss Jaffel's.
Well, they've kicked a goal.
Mm.
They've got 15 different Jaffel's on the menu, like the Miss Pizzeria, the Decadent Dessert Jaffel. Oh, dessert. Oh, they're quite funky.
Mm.
Strawberries and ice cream all inside the crimped toasted bread.
Crimped,
we all know.
Crimped.
I'm just going to look up here.
That was the word you were after.
They are crimped.
South Coast Fletch writes, hey, boys, calf injuries are called old man injury. Yeah, exactly right. And this is the whole thing. So I'm trying to get fit, Brian, but then the world's conspiring against me. You might be right. It might be just time to hang them up.
But then you look at Cliffy Lyons, who was carving them up.
Yep.
Great. I'm not comparing Cliffy to you, by the way.
Oh, here we go. Hey, legends. Long time WBW alert. Canterbury Race 6, number 3, Ramstein, $2.50. The Ross Dog. He'd been good, Ross Dog. If there was an Uber rating for tipping, Ross Dog's Uber rating would be handy, I would suggest.
Well, it's on in 1 minute.
Is it? Okay, I'm going to get involved.
Oh, no, sorry. Race 6, number 3, not race 3.
Ramstein. Ramstein. What did you get up to yesterday?
Yesterday? What did I get up to? Nothing, really. Played golf today.
Mm. Handy?
Yeah, got the cash. We played for an $80 multi.
Yeah.
So we're going to do horse. We're going to have a horse multi.
So is that between four of you?
Yeah.
And you're playing pairs?
Yeah, the loser's got to pay.
Right.
Can you I love it.
See, that would do my head in, $80.
Well, it's just $20 a head.
Can't you just make it like an even 100?
No.
25
each? 20. It's just 20 because no one's got 25.
And what's your sweet spot when you're going for the multi? What sort of price?
10.
Minimum.
Minimum.
Yeah, that's good. You landed many?
Yeah. We all got a new surfboard out of it.
Did you?
So we ended up winning about $4,500 between four of us. And the great Jeffrey Hunt came over. He's the best. Went to the bank, got hundreds, those crisp hundreds.
Oh, yeah.
Went to everyone's house in an envelope and handed it over.
Good on him.
Oh, that was good.
The great Jeffrey Hunt. Have your say, by the way. This is the Workwear Group Tradie Hour. King G pushing limits on comfort, technology and design. The great Gibbo is here. How are you, Gibbo?
Yeah, g'day, boys. Yeah, pretty good. I've been watching these Anthony Bourdain documentaries, Parts Unknown.
Yes.
Where he goes to all these different countries. And I feel like the last 2 years, we've been unable to travel overseas. But now that we've seen things are opening up, I know Singapore just opened their borders to us, I think from December, November, Bali, cheap flights.
Oh, yeah, just see that, Gibbo?
Yeah, $300. We'll speak in off-air, but like, going to Bali or Indonesia next year to go surfing is going to be so bad because every man and his dog is going to be over there. Like it's been that they would have had a dream run the last 2 years because no one's been there, but I reckon next year everyone's there.
It's chockers, yeah.
But yeah. Anthony Bourdain, boys, I don't know, have you got around him at all?
No.
He's passed away.
Yeah, it was pretty tragic. But he, so SBS have all the episodes of this one particular series, and he goes around to different neighbourhoods, different countries. And I watched one on Queens.
Yeah,
and I didn't realise Queens was so multicultural. If you go suburb to suburb, it's a different nationality, and the food is unbelievable. But what sucks is you watch a cooking show and you see such good food, and you look down at what you're eating, and you're thinking, oh no, meagering again, boys.
So what? You say tragic how he died. What happened?
So he committed suicide, I believe. So he was actually in France recording one of these episodes, and then one of his mates came upstairs and saw him doing it. It's so weird because saw him passed away, but it's so weird in this. He's such a jovial character and in high spirits. It's, bizarre.
Wow.
He actually did an episode in Paris of this No Reservations, which was his first show. He's got a few layover. And there was another one where that Parts Unknown, which he did for CNN. And in the Paris one, he's done a few with No Reservations. And one of the Paris ones, he talks about one of the writers who passed away, who committed suicide in one of the hotels in that actual episode.
Right.
And he goes through, because he goes around like Paris and like what Gibbo said, he sort of, you can people watch or you can go drink absinthe in this bar or you can go to this high-end restaurant with two Michelin hats. So he gives you a bit of everything when you're going to a city. But it's a very eerie episode. I remember watching it the day that SBS put it back on.
Wow.
That day when he passed away. And it's quite eerie because you're sort of seeing what he's talking about. Is it George Orwell? I can't remember who it is. Passed away in this hotel that he stayed in committing suicide. And then he eventually did it like 10 years later.
Yeah,
but great series.
Very, very sad. So how old have you been? He died in 2018.
I think he was his early 50s.
Mm.
Early 50s.
He'd had a few issues though, didn't he?
I think he definitely.
I mean, he was on heroin.
He was on LSD, methamphetamine.
Kitchen Confidential is a really good book. It talks about him being a sous chef, working his way up, all the stories in being around in the kitchens. He worked in New York, all over the place, established some restaurants in New York, La Halle.
Pretty intense job, I'd imagine, being one of those chefs, because they've got like an hour or 2 hours of just, they're just frantic, aren't they?
Yeah.
And you're up.
And he got into all the like crazy foods because his family are French. And so they'd go over back to France and he would, the family wouldn't eat all the delicacies and he wanted to rebel against the family. So he'd eat all the snails and the oysters and everything that he got, drink the wine when he was young. And that was his way. He was just going to be a rebel.
Mm.
And then from that, he was like, I love food. I love everything about food. And I want to show everyone that everything is edible. And you see some of the things that he eats around the world. It's crazy.
Yeah, and just on that subject, of course, Lifeline 131114, if you're having any kind of battles there. Tragic story. Boys, just on the racing, I don't know if you caught much of this, but Gold Trip, this is a strange situation. So Gold Trip, who was supposed to run in the Cox Plate, was scratched from the Cox Plate. And the reason being, they've brought out these scanners. In fact, I don't know if Gibbo's got the Joseph O'Brien chat from yesterday around the scanner. We might find it a little bit later on, but Joseph O'Brien was asked about the process of coming to Australia, and he ultimately wins with State of Rest. And he said, well, look, to be honest with you, along these lines, if I'd known that it was going to be so strenuous, I wouldn't have bothered of coming out. So the international has been quite unhappy about as to how Victorian racing has made it so arduous. So what's happened is Gold Trip was due to these scanners and whatever else. Well, actually, I don't think it was for the scanners, it was the vets who saw how they were galloping. Said, nah, horses lame or lame-ish out of the Cox Plate. And connections are saying, no, the horse is fine. It's fine to run. Damien Oliver, I think, was going to ride it. And
just on that, how does a vet know? Because some horses, that's their running style.
That's right.
So if a horse comes from overseas,
yes,
do they then chat with the overseas vet, or it's just up to them?
Well, it'd be handy.
When they trot up.
Well, it's a very good point you raise. It'd be handy to have video of how they do gallop, because you could present that as evidence and say, well, this is how they always run. But Gold Trip, this is a fascinating scenario, because the reason that Victorian racing has gone down this path, because they've got so much heat on the back of Anthony Van Dyck and horses before that who have run in a big race and it hasn't played out that well. And I think you know where I'm going with that. So they've put in these measures, which a lot of people are saying are a little bit too extreme. And now, but you couldn't believe this. So they've got this scanner. Right, you couldn't believe this massive race, which is the Melbourne Cup. They've got this scanner, and it's only scanned 16 of the horses, and the bloody part, it's broken. So now they couldn't scan any more horses, so they're waiting on a bit, which has now come in from America, to be able to continue to scan them, but they're not going to be able to get to all the horses, right? So it's become quite farcical. But this is where it could get very farcical, where Gold Trip, who was ruled out of the Cox Plate in Melbourne, connections said, well, bugger you, we'll go up to Sydney. So if Gold Trip comes out in Sydney and wins, well, clearly connections were right. However, if the vets in Sydney say Gold Trip is fine to run when in Melbourne they've declined it, then goes amiss running in Sydney, there's a major onus
on the
vets up here.
Correct.
So it's fascinating how that all plays out, but it is all happening. And they won't do this next year. They'll have to temper what they're doing, because what the internationals are saying, we already go through, we wouldn't spend all this money putting people on a plane, horses on a plane, if we thought they were going to be.
It's a good name of a movie.
Yeah.
Horses on a plane. But is that a reason why there's not as many foreign horses coming in imports?
Well, the COVID situation was a major reason, but that.
But all these new scanning, strenuous scanning.
That added it to it. So I think you'll find they will change it. There's all talk around as well that the Derby, and we'll catch up with Sean, the trader from Sportsbet, a little bit later on, but the Derby, it's over 2.5 Ks, right? 2,500 metres, the Derby. Mm. But we just haven't got enough horses who can do that. It'd be like sending kindergarten kids to go and run 800 metres. It's just too far. Mm. And you wouldn't have a clue who's going to win. It's just some kid's going to win it. It doesn't mean they're a superstar. It just means they're racing against other people who can't do it. So that, what we really should have in racing in Australia, the Derby, it doesn't have to be 2.5 Ks. The Derby should be 2,000 metres, and that's when you get the animos and the likes running.
So it was last year with, I'm talking about the Cup, is there an asterisk next to Twilight Payment? Or will there be one on this year's winner in the sense that we don't have all the good imports coming over? Or you still think it's...
Well... So this is the thing. So since the imports started coming in, so the Derby winners back in the day, like nothing like a Dane, I think ranked second or third in a Melbourne Cup for Gay Waterhouse. But the Derby winner would win on the Saturday, and then they go, yep, let's give it a throw at the stumps in the Melbourne Cup with a light weight. But now with the internationals, the competition's too fierce.
Gotcha.
So now, Forgot You is the favourite in the derby. There is some talk that Forgot You could actually, if it wins a derby, say, yep, you know what? The internationals aren't all out here. Let's have a throw at the stumps.
And do you think Very Elegant will race on the cup day?
I think it will.
Yeah,
I think it will. I thought it's cool. I thought it's running the Cox Plate was outstanding. Anyway, you can have your say. Big, big show coming up. 1300 01 1170. That's the Ryko Fielders call line. Robert, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joel. Fletch, how are you in this beautiful day in Sydney?
Oh, one more sleep. Good, you Bobby. Call the derby. One more sleep.
No, well, that's why I'm ringing up today. Firstly, Joel, I think Very Elegant's run was a gut buster for the Cup. He really got into it. And I'm just thinking, you know, I know it's got a little bit of a break, but not that much of a break from the Cox Plate to the Melbourne Cup.
I like the short really backup, so Rob. Rob, how do you like? How do people determine a gut buster? What determines a gut buster? I know it was a big run.
I don't know. In horse racing, I think, you know, if he's 3-4 wide for the last 500 meters and he's really getting into him, and the horse is just doing everything he can do, I think, you know, and it's run third as a gut buster, I think.
But the other argument would be, well, it's only over just over 2,000 meters. The Melbourne Cup's 3,200. It might be the exact thing it needed for a top up. So there's a couple of ways you can look at it, I suppose. What else you got, Robbie?
I'm going to put the mocker on you for the Melbourne Cup, Joel.
Yep.
I'm on Grand Promenade. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I haven't settled on it, but it does fit the criteria, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Now, I've got a fact on this day for you, boys.
Mm-hmm.
Hit me.
Is that all right to give it to you?
Yep.
Okay. So on this day in 1886, the US president, his name was Grover Cleveland, officially dedicated the Statue of Liberty as a gift from the people of France to the USA. And they formed an alliance, the French and the US, through this gift of the Statue of Liberty from France to the US through the American Revolution. How's that?
That's a beauty. Go. Don't know if you know this about a horse when it's on heat.
What, your horses?
No. Rob, I'll tell you what, save that for tomorrow, because tomorrow is the facts, Thursday facts.
Mm. So yeah, I need you
to come up with
come
up with another one, Rob.
Another one, okay. I was thinking also, Fletch, how would you look at Ascot in a top hat?
It'd have to be a big hat.
You know, big hat?
Have to
Conrad
be
Conrad or different strokes at Ascot. What do you reckon?
That would be. Oh, I'd love that. I'm just happy with Rose Hill, race four.
Mm.
Rob, let me ask you this. Rob, what do you do for a quid?
Work in a warehouse.
That's cruel. That is Jimbo.
Did he say he works in a where? I just got a house.
Yeah. Don't know.
Starting with W, I think.
Okay, one of those.
Okay, we've got some advice here. Can someone please adjust the EQ on Joel's mic? The accentuated S's are driving me crazy. And please tell Joel to stop saying the word yes so many times a minute. Thanks.
Jeez.
Larry.
God,
Larry.
Laz must know what he's talking about. What is EQ?
Larry, text us what an EQ
is. Who knows?
Is.
Yeah, tell him, come in and show us.
Larry.
Yes, Larry. We look forward to that. 1300 01 1170 is the Ryko Filters call line. Drive with Joel and Fletch. A break and back with more.
Son of Sam.